Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Shift with CJ. Today, we're diving into one of the most underrated players in your body's health, the thyroid. You've probably heard about it, but few people really get how important this little gland is for our overall well-being. In this episode, we're going to break down exactly what the thyroid does, how it impacts things like your metabolism and mood, and I'll even give you some super simple tips to boost your thyroid function starting today. If you've been feeling low on energy, dealing with brain fog, or just trying to optimize your health, stick around. This one's for you. All right, let's start with the basics. The thyroid is a small, butterfly-shaped gland at the base of your neck. It produces hormones that control your metabolism, which is basically how your body uses energy. But its role is way bigger than just burning calories. It's like a master control for almost every system in your body. It affects your brain, your heart, digestion, and even your mood. So when your thyroid isn't working properly, you can experience all kinds of problems like weight gain, fatigue, depression, or digestive issues. Now, the thyroid produces two key hormones, T3, which is triiodothyronine, and T4, or thyroxine. T3 is the more active one, and it's really important for regulating things like metabolism and energy levels. When we talk about thyroid health, we're often looking at how well your body converts T4 into T3, because that's what really makes the difference. Here's something interesting. Research shows that your thyroid plays a big role in brain function, especially in things like motivation and curiosity. Studies from places like Harvard show that fluctuations in thyroid hormone levels can affect your brain circuits, especially in areas that control decision-making and mood. When your T3 levels are low, you might feel tired, unmotivated, or even depressed. But when your thyroid is functioning well, you feel sharp, engaged, and ready to take on the world. So, if you've been feeling mentally foggy or unmotivated, it might be worth checking your thyroid health. Even mild thyroid issues can mess with your mental clarity and emotional balance. Now, let's talk about stress. The relationship between stress and your thyroid is fascinating. When you're stressed, your body produces cortisol, the stress hormone, and elevated cortisol can actually suppress thyroid function. If you're stuck in a loop of chronic stress, it can lead to lower thyroid hormone production, creating a cycle of low energy and high stress. I'll share a personal insight here. I have been on low-carb diets for years, and one thing I've learned is that long-term low-carb eating can actually increase cortisol levels. When your body's constantly trying to stabilize blood sugar, it pumps out extra cortisol, which can interfere with thyroid function and leave you feeling more fatigued and mentally sluggish. That's why it's so important to balance your diet, especially if you've been doing low-carb for a while. All right, let's talk about how you know if your thyroid is underperforming. Here are some common signs of hypothyroidism or an underactive thyroid. Fatigue that doesn't go away even after a good night's sleep. Weight gain, especially around your belly, even if your diet and exercise haven't changed. Feeling cold when others don't. Brain fog or trouble concentrating. Dry skin or brittle nails. Mood swings, depression, or anxiety. If these symptoms sound familiar, it might be worth getting your thyroid checked. A simple blood test can measure your TSH, T3, and T4 levels and give you insight into how your thyroid's doing. Now, for the part you've been waiting for, how to optimize your thyroid function. Here are 5 hacks you can start using today. Get your daily dose of iodine. Iodine is crucial for thyroid hormone production. If you're not getting enough, try adding iodine-rich foods like seaweed, kelp, and seafood to your diet, or consider a high-quality iodine supplement. Balance your diet with healthy carbs. If you've been low-carb for a while, try reintroducing some healthy carbs like sweet potatoes or quinoa. These give your body a stable source of energy and help reduce cortisol production. Prioritize sleep and recovery. Getting 7 to 9 hours of high-quality sleep is essential for thyroid health, and managing stress through meditation or yoga can help lower cortisol levels. get sunlight for vitamin D. Vitamin D is important for thyroid function, and the best source is sunlight. Aim for 10 to 15 minutes of sunlight each day, especially in the morning. Exercise, but don't overdo it. Regular exercise is great for your thyroid, but too much high-intensity training can raise cortisol levels. So aim for a balance, some strength training, some yoga, and some moderate cardio. Remember, your thyroid is the unsung hero of your health. By taking a few simple steps, you can keep it in top shape. If you're experiencing any of the symptoms we talked about today, it's worth taking a closer look at your thyroid health. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Shift with CJ. If you found this helpful, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who might benefit from it. And don't forget to join me over in the school community, where we go even deeper into topics like this. Until next time, stay curious and keep biohacking.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.